Hey, the internet. My name is Ben, and I'm here to say Steamboat Wookiee is off the grade. That was terrible. But, oh well, I am one of the hosts of Steamboat Wookiee, the official, unofficial Disney Star Wars podcast, a show about Wookiees, Wampas, Walt Disney, and WALL-E. Tune in every other Thursday to join my co-hosts and I as we make our way through the entire Disney Star Wars canon. We'll be talking about fan theories, upcoming Disney movies. How good does Moana look, by the way? Like, incredible, right? And we'll be doing goofy stuff like this dramatic reading that you are about to hear from Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
And now, seductive Star Wars scenes brought to you by Ben Wendt and Emmy Panzica. Crackle, crackle, fire, fire.
May I tell you something?
I don't know.
Then how can I tell you?
Maybe you should use your Jedi intuition.
Crackling erotic fire.
It doesn't work around you. My mind is always a muddle. I can only think of you.
Anakin, don't.
From the moment I met you, all those years ago, a day hasn't gone by when I haven't thought of you, and now that I'm close to you again, I'm in agony. The closer I get to you, the worse it gets. The thoughts of being with you makes my stomach turn over. My mouth goes dry. I feel dizzy. I can't breathe. I'm haunted by the kiss that you should never have given me. My heart is beating, hoping the kiss will not become a scar. You're in my very soul, tormenting me. What can I do? I'll do anything you ask.
Silence. Fog flames in the heart.
Respect her distance. Respect, she wants distance.
If you're suffering as much as I am, tell me.
I can't. We can't. It's just not possible.
Anything's possible. Padme, please, listen.
You listen. We live in a real world.
That's the most ridiculous line of this whole.
It really was. That was amazing.
Keep going.
Oh, God.
No, this is the line earlier. Come,
we live in a real world. Come back to it. You're studying to become a Jedi Knight. I'm a senator. If you follow your thoughts through to conclusion, they will take us to a place we cannot go, regardless of the way we feel about each other.
Then you do feel something. There's an extraordinary connection between us. You can't deny that.
Annie, it doesn't make any difference. Jedi aren't allowed to marry. You swore an oath, remember? You'd be expelled from the Order. I will not let you give up your responsibilities, your future, for me.
I was destined to be a Jedi. I don't think I could be anything else, but you're asking me to be rational. This is something I know I cannot do. I wish I could wish my feelings away, but I can't.
I am not going to give in to this. I'm not going to throw my life away. I have more important things to do than fall in love.
It wouldn't have to be that way. We could keep it a secret.
Then we'd be living a lie. One we couldn't even if we wanted to. My sister saw it, so did my mother. I couldn't do that. Could you, Anakin? Could you live like that?
No. You're right. It would destroy us.
So there you go. That's a beautiful excerpt.
That was great, everyone. That was great. Now, Hayden, I need you to give less emotion this time.
That was just a sample of the sorts of shenanigans we tend to get into on this show. We're proud to be a part of Misfit Radio. Please check out misfitrad.io every other Thursday for new episodes. That's misfitrad.io. If you like what you hear, please tell a friend about our show. Actually, you can tell enemies about the show, too. I don't have a personal stake in what kind of relationship you have with the person you are telling about our show. So, that's your business. The more the merrier. Spread the word of Steamboat Wookiee like a horribly contagious virus in a zombie apocalypse movie. And may the Force be with you. Always.